Hello again, everybody. Scott Casper for TDR-TV, Internet Wrestle, and all of our friends along the way. Let's head out to Ohio, where a young man who's developed quite a career, 184-1 to be exact, at 19 years old, he'll be heading to Stillwater here in just a couple weeks to join us on a very special weekend when he will receive the 2010 Dave Schultz High School Excellence National Award. Okay, the big-time national award. Logan Stever joins us. Logan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I tell you what, the honors just keep on coming your way, but it's not like you haven't worked for these honors. 184-1 doesn't come because you take the summers off or because you don't go to wrestling camps. It comes through hard work. Let's talk a bit about you and how old you were when you started wrestling. Let's set the stage. How long have you been wrestling?
I've been wrestling for about 15 years. I started when I was 4 years old. And, you know, just got into a Minova Arbidi program, and I really started liking it. And then as I progressed, we met people, and it got me into a better club. It's called All-American Club. And I trained with Coach Ron Burnett, and his sons right now, Eric and Scott Burnett, are a really big influence in my life, and they're my two personal coaches, club coaches, and they've helped me out greatly in my career.
You have become a four-time state champion, which is pretty rarefied air indeed. What are your expectations as you transition now into the collegiate world? What are your expectations of wrestling at Ohio State? Do you expect to redshirt your first year? What kind of conversations have you had with Coach Ryan and the balance of the coaches at Ohio State?
We talked about it a little bit. It's really up to them. If they think I can go out and compete for a national title and the team can go out and compete for a national title, then I'll probably wrestle. If they don't think so, and or maybe they want the redshirt the guys and have maybe a better 2011 year, and bring in young guys, then we'll do that. It's really up to the coaches, really. I mean, I'd like to wrestle, but I'll redshirt if the team needs me to.
You basically want to do what's best for the team, right?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that I kind of expect that out of you. Both you and David Taylor have mirrored each other in your expertise on the mat for the last several years. He's now been a year at Penn State. There were some that were hopeful that you and he would see action again together, but I don't think that's going to happen. He seems to be have gotten a little bit bigger than you. You're at about 135 now. What are your expectations as far as your wrestling weight in college?
I plan on going 125 pounds. I've been wrestling on the freestyle circuit at 121 pounds, so if I'm planning on keeping that weight, then I need to stay at 125.
And how are you struggling with weight, or does that come pretty natural, 125 pounds?
No, it's not too bad. The weight cut's always a little bit hard, but once I'm used to it, once I get down to weight, it's not too bad at all.
We're talking with Logan Stever, who will be awarded, I think it's absolutely an excellent choice for this award, the Dave Schultz High School Excellence Award for 2010. He'll receive that award at the Hall of Fame banquet coming up the first part of June. And if you would describe what it's like being at 184-1, do you expect when you go out on the mat, do you just expect to win? I know you're putting in the hard work, but try to give us a mindset of Logan Stever. I'm having a hard time wrapping my arms around 184, continual wins, man. It's just been an excellent career for you.
Well, really, I have great coaches, great high school coaches, and they keep me level-headed. They just tell me to go out there and just take one match at a time. And the way I've trained in my career, to all the practices I've been to, all the hard work I've done, I expect to go out there and wrestle my best match every time, and I think I can win every match that I wrestle. I think that helps me because I have confidence out there, and if things don't go my way, I lose a match here or there, and then I just try to recoup and then learn from my mistakes and go out in the next match and try to get better.
You're an accomplished athlete in many disciplines. You know, your freestyle career, your Greco-Roman career, and your high school or school boy, or however you wish to say it, folk style career is equally as good. I mean, is there a favorite style of wrestling for you?
Well, I really like freestyle. Probably the best. I just like the speed of it, the action, the height, how fast you can score. So I'd probably say that's my favorite, and then the folk style, collegiate style is my second favorite.
And is it you say the speed, working around the edges, getting around your opponent, striking, and it's constant movement. I've watched footage of you. I've never been fortunate enough to see you in person, but I've watched footage of you, and you amaze me with your speed. You're very stealthy, too.
Oh, thank you very much. It's just, I've tried to be quick out there and just try to keep scoring points.
We're talking with the young man that will get the Dave Schultz High School Excellence National Award, and it will take place at this year's inductions, Logan Seaver. Logan, you were selected from 49 state winners, 5 regional winners. I mean, it was all boiled down. Did you pay any attention to the process, who was winning? I mean, it's pretty good company you're in, but you were selected out of all these guys to be that one guy. Were you watching the process?
You know what? Not really. I went on the Mad.com one day and saw they announced the regional winners and all the state winners and just all those great guys, and I knew a lot of them just from national tournaments, and it just is. I was honored to be with those great guys, and you know, there's so many guys deserving of the award. I was real excited when I learned that I won the award.
You have received so many awards aside from your number of wins on the mat. You've also received achievements in your academics with a 3.8 GPA, recipient of the Presidential Education Academic Award, the Award of Merit, Wendy's Heisman Award, as well as being a member of the National Honor Society. Ohio State University, I would say, is awfully lucky to have you. Is being well-rounded part of your secret? I mean, Spanish Club, FFA, Renaissance, member of the student council, all these things, vice president, I think, too, of your class. Is that whole well-rounded lifestyle of yours that you've chosen, this is an active choice you've made to be involved in your class, to be involved in your life, to be more than just a wrestler, to be a wrestler with all these other things going on. Do you think that's helped you?
I think so, because I work hard, and I try to work hard, my hardest in everything I do, and school's a lot more enjoyable when I'm doing activities and in different clubs, and my parents raised me to just do my best and participate, and I enjoy doing those things.
Talk a little bit about your parents. Talk a little bit about your family. I'm sure that a young man such as yourself, when you start at age 5 and or so, age 4, I guess, and wrestle for 15 years or thereabouts, you have got to have some support from home, because it's not an easy road. Make no mistake about it. You made it look so, but you've got to have that, you know, that support at home. Talk to us a little bit about family.
Well, my mom and dad have been great. They've taken me to all my wrestling practices, driven me all around the Cleveland, the Columbus, down Coach Jordan, Jeff Jordan, down to Paris Graham, driven me to Michigan, driven me all my wrestling tournaments, flew out. They sacrificed really a lot of their time and a lot of money to me, and they've just been great, and I really couldn't ask for two other better parents. They're awesome.
You mentioned Coach Jordan. You know, his dad was a pretty good wrestler in his day, too, right?
Yes.
I think he was a 2-time champion at Wisconsin, if memory serves.
Oh, his brother, yeah.
No, I'm sorry, his brother, you're right. I'm sorry, his brother, yeah. And as a matter of fact, I just talked to the congressman just the other day, and he is so proud of how wrestling has just been so good in the state of Ohio. The It's not been easy to go 184-1. We're talking with Logan Stieber. Logan, the award you're going to be receiving, the Dave Schultz, is given to somebody who's evaluated, by the way, on the excellence that they've had in wrestling, but also with scholastic achievement, citizenship, community service, and character. If I were to ask you to define your character or to describe your character, how would you describe yourself?
I describe myself as an easygoing guy, a hard worker, a leader, but not maybe vocally, but by my actions, I think I'm a pretty good person.
Is it humbling to know that, your peers in this sport, the people that are looking at you going, wow, 30 years ago I wasn't that good, and they're the ones that are selecting you for this award. Is that humbling to you?
It's very humbling. Just the people on the committee, all the people, and Mr. Dave Schultz himself, I never got to meet him, but Coach Jordan talked about him a lot, and it's just very humbling to be chosen for this award.
You look at all the guys that have won this award, and let's take you back to 2003 when C.P. Slater won this award. And then it was Coleman Scott, Troy Nickerson, David Craig, Zach Sanders, Jason Chamberlain, David Taylor. I mean, this is, and I'd say rarefied rare air because it's hard to describe it any other way. Zach Roberson, know very well, Garrett Lowney. So many of these guys have gone on to incredible careers in college. And I guess I can only tell you, I wish you the best, because I think life is what we make it. And it seems to me like you've absolutely grabbed it, you're hanging on, and you're living it. Is that pretty accurately described, your experience?
Very accurate, yeah.
You've got, what, a couple weeks left of high school?
Yep, 3 weeks left, and then I'm done with high school.
Well, you got one more important function. Two more. You got graduation, but before that, you've got the prom, right?
Yeah.
All right, who are you taking?
Another senior, Kaylin. Her name's Kaylin.
A girl from school that you know quite well. That's good. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you down there. I hope I'm still there when you arrive. But, Logan, congratulations on all that you've accomplished, and I am so looking forward to calling your matches in college. It's going to be an exciting career for you. It's going to be exciting for all of us to watch.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good job by you. A special one-on-one with Logan Stieber. He is the Dave Schultz Award winner at this year's National Hall of Fame celebration.